going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're going to do a mock draft round two. Of course, I know what you're all wondering. When will Shedeur Sanders get picked? When will our national nightmare end?
Really, I hope it's tonight at some point, because if...
Well, I've got news for you.
Although, I'm not going to be consuming day three draft coverage as much as we have for 1 and 2.
I hope you're ready for, like, Shedeur Sanders is about to be a Tim Tebow-level talk-about-him-everyday guy. I think I've arrived at that. Today's coverage is about Shedeur Sanders on ESPN. It's nonstop. Shedeur Sanders.
Well, actually, wait a minute. Is his landing spot being more likely to be a backup landing spot actually going to fuel that even more? You know what I mean? Like, when will they put Sanders in? Because unless it's Pittsburgh.
Or Cleveland.
Okay, right.
Cleveland right here to start round two.
Does Cleveland, he starts right away.
Here are your first few picks. He starts in Cleveland.
That's right.
If he doesn't go to Cleveland, the next starting spot is New Orleans at 40. It's not backup. It's not starter. That's maybe starter, maybe backup.
Right, but that would be a good chance to be starter.
Yeah. The Jets are 42. They have Justin Fields.
No, that's not happening. I think. They paid him $23 million a year.
Yeah.
Not that that's enormous for quarterback standards, but...
The Browns...
And then Pittsburgh.
The funny thing about...
But Pittsburgh doesn't have a second-round pick, so right. they're out of this.
Here's the funny thing about the Browns. The Browns are the most likely to make this pick. They pick 33 and 36 and 67.
Uh-huh.
Could they wait till the third round for him? Maybe.
Pittsburgh, by the way, I guess they don't have to be out of this. There's one avenue to them being back in it. If they trade George Pickens today and find a team to give them a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Then they could be back in.
Should the Bills do that? No.
No. Not for a second. Not for a second-round pick, I should say. He's not the type of receiver I feel like they need.
I think he might be, but it's okay. I don't need it.
I need speed. He is down. He's downfield, though. He's downfield.
All right, let's do this mock draft. Round two, we're going to go pick by pick. We got the sound effect.
Yeah.
I don't know if we should do that 30 times, though.
For round two?
In 14 minutes. We won't. Shedeur Sanders goes number one in round two to Cleveland. We're at profootballnetwork.com, which is a nice site. Like, I've slowed it down. The Bills are up at 56. All right. Mike Green.
There he is.
To Houston.
Okay.
Tennessee, Landon Jackson.
Wow.
Edge. Cleveland again, Nick Skorton.
Okay, those are two guys that the Bills have had interest in.
Three edges in the first four picks. Raiders, Nick Emmanuel.
Okay.
38, guard to the Patriots. They've gone tackle guard. The Bears, Trevion Henderson. That's the one, folks.
That's a great landing spot for
Dynasty
him.
Fantasy. That's
if he went to
juice.
If he went to Chicago, is he over Hampton?
It's close.
For fantasy? They're both really good.
That's juicy.
I like Henderson more as a player, so I would maybe do that.
He's more explosive.
He's so explosive.
Hampton's like Hampton's a workhorse.
Yeah.
Which is why you might like him in L.A. All right. Bill's up at 56.
Still no Will Johnson?
Still no Will Johnson. He's the best player on the board. Ninth overall talent. Edge, Donovan Isiriaku is still up. Luther Burden still there. And the Bills don't really need a corner. They've taken one. Saints go Trey Harris, wide receiver.
Okay.
41, the Bears. Princely Human Mielin. I don't know how to say his name. I'm sorry.
Okay.
41 of the Bears. Jets, Jalen Noel. Okay, here comes some receivers. Two out of the last three picks. Mm. Niners at 43, offensive tackle. Quinshon Judkins, running back to the Cowboys. That's going to be a nice
a
one,
spot
too.
I mean, fantasy rookie drafts just became really fun.
You got some good running back
this
spots.
Weekend, if that happens.
The Colts at 45, linebacker Carson Schwesinger, who was picked in the first round of the Bills twice, I saw.
Yeah.
He's off the board. The Rams, Edge, Boston College guy. Will Johnson goes 47th to Arizona. Will Johnson.
Okay.
Trey Amos, best player on the board right now at 34. We are at 48. The Dolphins go cornerback. Bengals at 49. Luther Burden still on the board. Bills 7 picks away. Bengals, Trey Amos.
Okay.
So the Bengals get a corner and an edge in their first two picks.
Yep.
Seattle at 50, Xavier Watts.
Safety. Okay.
We are
close.
6 picks from the Bills. Burden is on the board.
You want to trade up for Burden?
They're not going to do that. Right?
Are we doing the what we think they're going to do?
Here are the teams in front of them. Broncos, Seahawks, Bucks, Packers, Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Bucks and Packers are not taking Burden. They're loaded at receiver. They just took a receiver. Right. Both of them. Seahawks, they have JSN and Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they take Burden. They might need somebody on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Could the Broncos do it?
Yes.
Yes, they could.
Who's the inside guy for them right now? They did sign, this is tight end, but they signed Evan Ingram. Who's their slot receiver? It was like, it was kind of a mixture of guys like Deshaun Vele, right? Like those types of guys. I could see that for Denver. Denver, especially a Sean Payton offense, they would love a player like that, I think.
Like Burden?
Yeah.
All right, let's. Denver's pick is Jalen Royals.
Okay.
Wide receiver off the board. Seattle, up for the second time in 3 picks. Wide receiver Kyle Williams.
Run on receivers.
There's your run to a point. The Bucks and Packers are up in front of the Bills, and they have receivers. The Bucks go Ravel, corner. Okay. Packers go Packers go Jordan Burch.
I was going to say, if they drafted another wide receiver.
No. 55, okay. Chargers, Luther Burden. One pick in front of the Bills.
I think you're going to be upset if that happens. Not to even say you think they would pick him. Well, no. do you think they'd pick him if he was there at 56?
I don't.
Okay.
Do you know how many times at the draft party I envisioned myself being surprised by them taking a receiver? Yeah. I thought, what am I going to do? Am I going to jump out of my chair if they take a receiver here? I don't know if I will.
Throw your chair.
I thoroughly do not expect it. I'd love them to get to 56 and Burden's on the board. I can't imagine he will be, but I'd love to see them just pass on him. Because here's the thing. They go to an everybody-eats offense, and they don't have anybody to count on, and Burden has a monster season, they pass on him. I get to be mad at them. But if he goes before they pick, I don't get to be mad at them. Not that I want to be mad at them.
It sounds like you want to be mad at them.
No, I just want to know where your priorities lie. That's it.
That's the right point.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
All right, so we're on the clock. 56th. Here's your best player available, Jalen Milroe. Tight end, guard, running back. TJ Sanders is there. You know who else is there? Darius Alexander. Toledo. Explosive defensive lineman, power profile.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guy we've talked about. If you want defensive line, you have Darius Alexander, TJ Sanders, South Carolina. These guys are all like right about 300 pounds. These are not your you know, big giant.
But Alexander, haven't I read that he can do both of the tackle positions?
Do you want Alfred Collins, 6'5", 332?
I mean, I really don't. Personally, I really don't.
Bill's top 30 visits. Let me pull it up again. Did they meet? How many times did they meet?
I don't remember ever seeing anything tying them to Alfred Collins.
Alfred Collins did not come in for a top 30 visit. Alfred Collins did not have multiple interactions with him.
We had a Texas.
Did not have a private workout. Have a Zoom call.
The week you were on, CJ Volson came on, and I asked him about Alfred Collins. And I think I remember him saying that there were like work ethic questions with him.
If that's the case, he's off the board. They met him at the combine.
They did?
Alfred Collins, yep. They met him at the combine. So if you want that defensive tackle, that's it. And then Omar Norman Lott, who is 83rd right now, like you could wait on him your next pick at least.
Yeah.
Maybe. What do you want to do?
I feel like Darius Alexander.
Darius Alexander?
He's versatile. He can play both of the positions inside. Yeah. They've met with him.
One tech to three tech.
Yeah.
All right.
I know he's not like he's not 330, but they also could change that, right? Like AJ Epenesa once upon a time gained like 20 pounds because they wanted his to be a little bit of a different body type. So he's 305. Do they want him to like, hey, can you get up to 315 for us?
Yeah.
Because we're going to play a little more of one technique. Like, I could totally see that happening.
You ready for this mock draft? This site has proposed a trade, and here's a fun one. Fun.
Okay.
We have an offer.
Is it Trey Hendrickson?
The Bengals have made an offer.
Oh.
The Bills would drop from 56 to 81. They would get a third, and they would pick up a second rounder next year, and it's swapped for a fifth rounder next year. So moving from fifth round to the second round next year, to drop from the second round here to the third round the same year. We get the 81st pick still.
I kind of like that.
I kind of like that too.
That's a pretty good offer. Yeah.
You now have 2 seconds next year. However,
yeah.
Are we helping the Bengals?
We are helping the Bengals. I don't know if I like that part.
They're chasing
it's
us.
It doesn't hit as hard when it's in the second round as it when it's in the first round. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to deal with the Bengals. I want to ask them what they want first, but they're not going to tell me.
They probably won't tell you.
That really might matter to me. I would want to go to my like how much time do I have in this draft in round two? Do I have 10 minutes?
Yeah.
If I'm on the clock and there's 8 minutes left and they make that offer, I want to be able to turn to McDermott or to another coach and be like, okay, they want this player. What does that look like in a matchup? Against us specifically. What does that look like in us specific matchup? Because if you think that's going to hurt us, or if it's a player you just like, whatever, doesn't really matter, then I'll do it.
Let me ask you something. And this is maybe a let's get stupid as we mock this second round. The Bills have been on the clock for a while. We're using all the time. It's a little let's get stupid. Is it possible that the GMs lie to us? Oh, no, we didn't ask who they were going to take. They have to say that. Because if they tell us who they're going to take, that's bulletin board material. We knew they were going to take this player. Every GM just agrees.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about it. But who would make a trade without who are you going to take? Who do you want? You want to trade to this spot. All right. You got to tell me who you want. And if I don't like the player you're coming to get, well, I'm not going to do it for you.
But what you're saying is so that discussion happens and that GM has actually told you what they're taking.
Yes.
But now you go up in front of a press conference and you're not going to tell everybody that you know.
That's right. Because if you tell them you know, then it's, oh, you think that player on that team, you don't like this player. It's a theory. Let's get stupid. All right. Do you want to make this trade?
No, I don't want to do a deal with Cincinnati.
All right, reject.
I want to draft Darius Alexander.
Okay. It is done. He's been drafted. On to 62. Benjamin Morrison goes to the Carolina Panthers. Jared Wilson, center to the Texans. The Ravens take a guard. The Lions take an edge. Chris Paul, Pooh Paul, one pick before the Bills. They would have traded up. They would go get him.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen him in the second round.
No, I haven't either.
But Pooh Paul, Chris Paul Jr. to the Commanders. And we are up.
Okay.
Now, here we go. We're about to accept the trade.
We are?
We're going to accept the trade.
Who's calling?
Jacksonville.
Okay.
Move back.
I'm not worried about
move
them
back
yet.
8 spots.
Okay.
Give
That's
up
not
a
bad.
Give up a fourth next year and add the 88th pick in this draft. You get a third rounder.
I feel vindicated that we pass on that Bengal offer now because I feel like this is a good offer.
It is a good offer. Yeah, we're taking this.
And now you get into the third round.
Yep.
And keep a second rounder.
That's right. They traded up. Well, actually, no. The Bills traded down into the third and have two thirds.
Okay. Yeah. Right. But like the first pick of the third.
We've done a good job here. Here's an interesting one. So Elijah Araujo is who they take. The Giants then take Jalen Milroe. Double quarterback draft.
Love it.
Here for it.
A four-way open quarterback competition at training camp between Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, Jalen Milroe, and Jackson Dart.
Love it.
That'd be awesome.
Put him on Hard Knocks again.
Yeah.
All right. Into the third round. Now we have 2 third-round picks. Come on.
Yeah.
Everyone's praising us for our savviness.
Yeah. Are we up?
No.
Oh, no.
Chiefs are up. They go with Edge. Chiefs are up again. They go Jack Besh. Browns are up. Jaden Higgins. Raiders, Darian Porter. Patriots, Braden Swinson. Edge, Bills up at 70. The Jags are calling again. We just traded with them. They gave us this pick. They want it back. We're not taking this deal. It's a bunch of crap. Reject. See ya.
Actually, we've lost connection to the draft. We can't make our pick because I've ripped up the draft room because the Chiefs took the guy that I wanted. Jack Besh. Ugh. Okay. If this plays out, they've filled their two biggest needs. So now they can get a little bit...
saucy?
Yeah. And to me, this is where I really wonder about what they think of Bond. Because I think I want to make Bond the pick here.
Okay.
He is the type of receiver they need. They have met with him. They have visited with him. He probably was... was he not the highest ranked receiver by most that visited with the Bills? Most of the guys they visited with were day three prospects.
Yes.
Bond, there was a moment where people thought even end of the first round.
Okay.
And the other thing about him, I saw Scott Barrett pointing this out yesterday, that comparing Bond to Matthew Golden, that Barrett, who writes for Fantasy Points, tweeted that Golden isn't even a one-year wonder. He is a four-game wonder. That so much of his production came in four games, and those were the four games Isaiah Bond was hurt. And he broke down the stats. When Bond was healthy, he was Texas's number one wide receiver. So, and he's a speed guy. So there's this allegation, though, and that yep. complicates things.
So the latest I found on the allegation, I was looking up what's going on here, like, because he's been...
He turned himself in.
Yeah. He has countersued his accuser. That was on the 16th that I saw that, and his agent sent a letter to every team refuting, saying everything is patently false. So that was 9 days ago.
What you would do, but...
teams, I have an idea. The Bills are at 70 here. I'd like to point out that safety... Andrew Mukuba, right here. They met with him a bunch, but you want to say Bond?
I think I want to say Isaiah Bond.
Because they've already taken their defensive tackle.
Yep.
And we have two picks in the third. You're going to go receiver here.
Yep. Receiver in the third.
What about the double dip idea?
Two receivers?
A defensive tackle. Oh. Now we take Alfred Collins, the big one, and we have two guys on the inside we've taken. Double dip Alfred Collins. Chris Trapasso says the double dip's right there.
When are we up again?
We are up again at 88.
That's in seven picks?
That's in 18 picks.
18 picks.
Roll the dice.
Think I want to draft Bond. Yeah, sure. Roll the dice.
Alfred Collins.
Okay.
Okay, up at 88 in the third round. Guard, safety, quarterback, safety, corner, tight end, receiver, Alec Ayala. I struggle with this guy's name. The Stanford kid who blocks like a madman to New England. I like New England's draft in this mock, by the way. TJ Sanders, Barrett Carter, the Bills are up. And no other receiver is gone. You can probably have Isaiah Bond right here.
I think they'd do that there.
Yeah?
Yep. I think they'd do that there.
Did he get taken and I missed it? It might have happened.
Oh, really?
It might have happened. I don't see him on the big board.
All right.
No, there he is. For some reason, Pro Football and Sports Network ranks Isaiah Bond prospect 186.
Really?
Yeah. Want to let it ride?
I mean...
he is the, yeah. Receiver also available here is Torrey Horton, a guy they have had in for a visit. You could draft him. Torrey Horton, Colorado State. Speed. Leggy runner, a lot of ground, top gear.
He's 6'3" also.
How about this?
I'm into that.
Can I give you this Pro Football and Sports Network write-up? I've never heard this said before, but I love it now. Scout talk. A leggy runner who covers a lot of ground when he hits his top gear with some carbon ceramic brakes that let him stop on a dime and return toward a line of scrimmage. Elevates, high points the ball well, natural separator, a bit lean, doesn't have a rack phase.
Yeah.
Overall, vertical speed, athleticism, quality RB2. Let's do it. Torrey Horton.
Yeah. I'm reading a profile to him at ESPN.com, and there's one line in here I just want to point out, which is he uncovers well when the quarterback gets flushed.
Done.
Josh Allen's scrambling around. What do you want your receivers to do? You want them to uncover and run a different route than they were planning on. So if he's got that, yeah, man.
All right. Well, we came out of this day two draft with two defensive tackles and a wide receiver.
Yeah. And we, did we gain something next year? A fifth round pick next year too along the way? Something? With one of our trade downs?
Yes.
The trade down we did with Jacksonville, we got like a fifth next year.
Yeah. Listen, I think we did a great job.
I think that's a good day. That's a good day.
I think we did a good job. All right, there's our mock draft of round two.
Other than Kansas City drafting the guy that I really want to see the Bills draft tonight. Love Jack Besh.
I don't love Jack Besh for the Bills.
I bet they love him, too.
It's so funny every year you get, oh, this guy's the next Puka. Oh, okay. The fifth round guy that people slept on and were wrong about, and he's the best rookie receiver of all time, that Jack Besh is just Puka.
Does he have any other player comps ever?
Jack Besh? No.
It's always Puka?
I always see Puka.
I just don't want to stare at the 40 time for this, though. But he did run. Didn't he run a way faster 40 time than Puka did?
Probably.
Got to find that.
I'll get you Matt Harmon on Jack Besh. This is your dream Bills receiver is Jack Besh?
Yeah.
So he says about Besh that I love everything about his route running from a technical and explosive standpoint. He's up there with Jaden Higgins, best pair of hands this side of Travis Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Run after catch make him similar to Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua.
I mean, all of these sounds amazing.
Right. So,
Lance Zierlein's player comp for him, by the way, is Cedric Tillman.
Okay. He had a little bit
of
a...
He was not done a lot, but he was pretty good last year.
He had a good finish to last year.
Yeah.
The thing about Besh, yeah, he uncovers... If you ask me what kind of receiver I want, the Bills might want like explosive vertical speed and deep guy. I want guys that uncover. And Besh, his success rate against man is in the 85th percentile.
Yes.
And against press, he's in the 91st. He played primarily the X role on the boundary for TCU. All right, fine. Go get Jack Besh.
I think this is the guy.
Let's get this guy.
I think this is the guy. He's not like tiny either, right? Like he's not a monster, but 6'2", maybe. 6'1", 214 he's listed at.
Have they been – they meet with Besh anywhere is the question.
That's the thing. I've never seen it.
No meetings with Besh.
No.
No anywhere. No combine visit. Nothing. Bond, Golden, Restrepo, Arian Smith, Savion Williams. No. Nothing for Besh. Bond, Pro Day, and they were all over Bond. Everywhere they could meet Bond, they did.
Yeah,
combine,
they did.
Combine, dinner, pro day, top 30. Bond. Mm-hmm. And for, you know, smokescreen season, what did Bean talk about when talking about one of Max Hairston's most impressive plays? What was the play? Bond,
yeah.
He recovers against Bond. Is that a spot where the Bills are watching Bond that day and like, look at this corner. Oh, yeah, Hairston, we like him too. That does happen a lot, where scouts go to see a player and then they, I love this guy. So, we'll see.
They're going to need a guy like this. They're like Bond, because otherwise Max Hairston's going to have to simulate the fast receivers at practice every week.
That's right. Think of him like a scout team receiver.
I'm telling you, collision course. If they don't draft a receiver, I'm just Max Hairston, some tweet from one of our Bills beat guys or Sal or somebody that Max Hairston
is simulating
the Xavier Worthy role this week at practice. That is going to happen.
That'll be fine. That'll be totally fine, Joe. I'm not going to be upset about that. It's not going to bother me. It's going to be totally fine. It's great. Everything is wonderful. Listen, if we can't complain a little bit, what's the point?
It is the only thing, really. Well, I mean, not the only thing. There's Chief games you can watch back, but...
We're going to break in what's going on in the chat. We're going to check in. It's been a busy day there. A lot of new viewers experiencing the chat for the first time. Yeah, a lot to get to. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We don't have to be apologetic for Shedeur Sanders not getting drafted. 32 teams didn't draft him. They got 6 more rounds left in this draft and the opportunity for him to go pro. Sometimes we have an affinity for these kids. Like Dan does breakdowns. Dominique, we've all been doing drafts for a long time. We want to see them live their dreams. We want to see them drafted where they want to be drafted. But that's not always the case. I wanted Lamar Jackson to be a top 5 pick. He ended up going 32nd. I love what Dan said. We are not in mourning. It happens every single year where somebody doesn't get drafted, where people think they're going to get drafted.
Swagoo. Part of the NFL live show.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday, I was watching, and they're talking running back.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Many times made a point about running back, which is adjacent to a point that I keep making, which is, she said, you're going to draft a running back. If your offensive line's in good shape, do it. And the return of the running back to me is about just an understanding of you're going to get different results. It's a position dependent on other positions. You know, don't draft a running back and think it's going to fix your offensive line. That's what the Steelers do. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Drafting a running back because your offensive line is sweet or signing one, that's what the Eagles did. That's what the Ravens did. That's what the Bills have. And I'd like to apply that point to everything. The MVP race, for example. When you talk to Bills fans about the receiver idea, well, they have a good offense. Why do you need a receiver? And, you know, whatever. I know I'm obsessed with receiver. It's okay. We're going to talk about other positions get there. But I don't understand how anyone would view having Josh Allen as, oh, it's now okay to not have good players at that position. Mm-hmm. The goal should be great players with great players. You actually get more out of that. And instead, I think sometimes in football what people tend to do is, oh, I have a great player here. Now I can get somebody not as good to go with them. And I don't know why that's ever the goal to do that. So that's my little rant on that. Also, the Bills drafted Max Hairston, Mad Max, the fastest player in the draft. Are they allowed to do that on offense? Or is it only defense that can have the really fast guys? You know, McDermott said you can't just be fast. You got to be a football player, too. Mm-hmm. Hairston is. Maybe, whatever, a fast receiver can't show that unless he run blocks. I don't know. I'm sure they're going to get a speedy receiver today or tomorrow, and it'll satisfy me for now. Anyway, 803-0550. Mad Max. Max Hairston. His Insta has him eating wings, so he's going to like
already?
It. Already? I think it's an somebody posted it. It's an old Insta, so he likes wings. He'll like it here.
Okay.
803-0550. It's time to see what's going on in the chat. It's been a busy day on the YouTube chat.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Am I Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something. Also known as the bullpen. Sometimes it's referred to as the bullpen, the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Part of what happened in the chat today, listen, we got a lot of new viewers. It's great. Recapping the draft. Welcome to YouTube if you're watching us for stream there or Twitch. We had a lot of people show up and try on new bits. I'm going to be the guy that yells things in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it polices itself. But one fun thing they did, they were trying to figure out what Chris Brown's inevitable Mad Max pick six call will be. When Max Hairston gets his first pick six, what will Chris Brown's Mad Max call B. The chat was trying on Mad Max beyond Thunderdome to the end zone. A lot of ideas.
What if he... What's the line in Mad Max?
Which one?
The one I'm thinking of. If he screams, "What a lovely day."
That's the War Boys, yeah.
Yeah.
Assemble the War Boys. Witness me. There's a good one. Witness me. Although Max doesn't say those things.
Right. That's right.
I mean, it depends how deep of a pull you want here. We're going Fury Road. That's bait. Mad Max says that's bait. Sorry. I love that movie. Anyway.
I was going to say, I'm already tapped out.
You are?
You look like you're ready to go on this one.
Mad Max Fury Road's a flawless movie. It's incredible. Should have won Best Picture. I'll tell you. I'll go that far.
Best Picture?
It won a million Oscars.
It did.
It won a lot. And it probably should have won Best Picture, but they're afraid to give Best Picture to Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah, won Best Costume Design, Sound Mixing, Film Editing, Production Design, Director.
Best Director.
Oh, wait, this might just be
what it's nominated for? It won a bunch.
Because I see Best Picture on
it. It was nominated for Best Picture.
Okay, this must just be nominations then.
Yeah.
But it was nominated for everything.
They were afraid to give it Best Picture.
Wow. What won Best Picture that year?
They didn't want us to live in a world where Mad Max Fury Road was the Best Picture. But it was.
Yeah. Spotlight won in 2016. Okay, that's deserved. The movie's tremendous.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what's going on in the chat.
The Bills have drafted since, I'm not going to go all the way, make you go all back to 1978. They've drafted two players out of Kentucky.
No, it's more than that. Two others?
More than that?
Yeah.
I've only got two others.
Okay, two others. I know the two.
Yeah.
Ray Davis and Stevie Johnson.
Yes. That the Bills have drafted out of Kentucky. I don't have anybody else.
Who else went to Kentucky? Tim Couch?
Like, since 78 for the Bills. I was looking at that. Josh Allen went to Kentucky. The other Josh Allen.
Joshua Hines Allen now?
He's now Joshua
Formerly Hines Allen. Josh Allen, now Joshua Hines Allen.
Yep.
Will Levis?
Will Levis is good. Right, that's out of...
Jared Lorenzen.
That's out of Kentucky. Jared Lorenzen. How about Andre Woodson? Quarterback from Kentucky.
Okay.
Was awesome in college. Wendell Robinson. Let's go further back than this. How about remembering some guys that went to Kentucky? Randall Cobb went to Kentucky.
All right.
Did you have that one? Fourth overall, Dwayne Robertson of the Jets in 2003.
Okay.
I don't even know that name. Was he a bust? There's Tim Couch, first overall. Not. I'm looking through the list. Not a outstanding history of Kentucky Wildcats in the NFL. I gotta say, there's not been a Pro Bowler that went to Kentucky since Joshua Hines Allen, 2019.
All
also,
right.
Ladarius Smith went to Kentucky. Basketball school. It's basketball school.
Well, thanks, Max Hairston. 803-0550, our number, 1-888-550-2550. The Browns. Mason Graham. Yeah. Mason Graham for the Browns. I don't know how many times I've ever seen him going to there.
Never.
Because they traded down.
Right, because they were going to pick at two, and them picking him at two would have just been nuts. Are the Giants going to trade a pass rusher now because they drafted Abdul Carter?
And they have Kayvon Thibodeau and Brian Burns and Abdul Carter?
Yep. I mean, pass rusher is still, like, star pass rusher, more so, to me, is still the idea for the Bills, if it ever comes about. Other than, I mean receiver, but I'm just losing sleep thinking about that. And Thibodeau, along with Hendrickson, maybe, being potential options.
Yep.
You know, Parsons and the Cowboys haven't signed, too. I'm going to wait to be thinking about that one. But I feel like there's still some ideas out there that are worth exploring.
803-0550, the phone number, if you want to give us a ring. We still have a little time left in the show today. So, draft party tonight at Wayland.
Yeah, stop by. It's an amazing venue.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time.
The building is beautiful if you've never been
there.
They
have an NFL-themed menu for everybody tonight, and I also was checking out the special for tonight. So
okay.
It's not a ticketed event, so here's what we're going to do for tonight. Draft Day 2 party, $25 for a mini Beef on Weck, 5 wings, fries, and a beer. So Beef on Weck, 5 wings, fries, and a beer.
Love it.
At Wayland, $25. Come on out. I want to see their menu. I wonder what the menu is for tonight, the draft-themed menu. I'm going to see if I can get that for you.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I'm going to reach out because it's a great spot. Their food's great.
Yep. TV's everywhere. There's the patio, too. If you've never been there, the patio is beautiful. And I think it's supposed to be okay tonight, but we might get a little rain.
We might get a little rain. We're all going out golfing today. We're team event, and we'll see what we're going to do here. It's supposed to rain around in this area, like around 5 or 6, and it's going to be light. Like, the chance of rain is low.
Mm-hmm.
Bring your rain gear. It won't rain.
What about like a team match play? Where like it's me versus you and Owen versus Josh.
Team best ball match?
Yeah. Because we were going to play 13, which we explained yesterday, which is a great game.
We can still do that.
Is there such a thing as team 13? Probably not, right?
I'm not sure.
I think it'd be too easy because your best ball would be, you're going to have so many pars, and I guess you could have a hole where both guys get a double or something.
We could just do team best ball handicap.
It's always good.
What's everybody's handicap these days?
14.
Okay.
I know it's not good, but I don't know what mine is. Probably around the 20s somewhere, low 20s.
No, it's not the 20s.
It's not the 20s.
You broke 90 recently.
No, I didn't. I broke 100 recently. I averaged like mid-90s last year.
Maybe he's close to 20.
Averaging mid-90s is not a 20.
In the 20s, though, is strong. Maybe you're approaching 20. I don't think he's in the 20s.
Maybe like 18.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah.
That's why 13's good.
Yeah, I'm around like 13, 14 right now, too.
All right.
Big match.
This golf tournament, by the way, this week is the worst golf tournament of the year.
Which one is it?
The Zurich Classic.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the match play, but nobody really cares about it. I'm not into it at all.
I'm with you.
Which is good that we have the draft and playoffs happening at the same time, because I've been watching a lot of golf, and this will be the one weekend where I watch almost zero.
Lawrence writes in on Chris Brown's future call for Max Hairston. Maxwell to the house. Good to the last.
Wait,
drop.
That's great.
That is pretty good.
It took me a second.
That is pretty good.
Maxwell to the house.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a. I hope he's listening right now.
That's a good one.
That's such a good
one. If he wants to go by Max, maybe you don't do that.
Yeah.
Max Power. How about the episode of The Simpsons where Homer changes his name to Max Power? You probably don't know that. It's fine.
I don't know that
it's
one.
It's a funny one. Max Power.
There's too many Simpsons episodes. I can't remember.
I will agree to that. There are too many Simpsons episodes.
There's like 10,000 Simpsons episodes.
That might not be.
Hey, remember that Simpsons episode? Which one over the 40 years that it's been airing?
Max Hairston.
There's 782 Simpsons episodes, by the way.
That's a lot.
Not 10,000. All right.
Extendo Sports, when we get back, Sal has the Northtown Automotive Extra Point.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Show. So he's in. And, of course, we got coverage of the draft tonight. We'll see you out at Wayland. And, you know, come on by. Hopefully get a nice night. And, yeah. All right. Extendo Sports, we'll wrap things up. I got the stat of the day when we return. And then Sal.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
Honestly, whatever is meant to happen is going to happen. And I just stayed positive, stayed happy, congratulated all of my brothers that got their names called before me, and I was just so excited to that, and the fact that I got to hear my name as well. I don't care how late it is. It could be 3 a.m. I'll wait to hear my name, and I'm just ecstatic to be a Buffalo Bills. I feel like this is the right place for me.
Max Hairston, Mad Max, on congratulating everyone else that was getting drafted ahead of him. He was a cool vibe last night, Jeremy and Joe. Nate Tice wrote something about the tight ends. The Colts, Seahawks, Chargers make sense given their roster construction for tight end for Tyler Warren. He was saying high volume right away, having tight ends or scheme that can fit that. But it's Colston Loveland. Like, his point here is teams in the top 10 like the Jets or the Bears took Loveland. I wouldn't be fazed. It might seem rich, but his stock is worth buying. I'm trying to think who was the first I saw that said Loveland was going to go ahead of Warren. It might have been Nate Tice, and he did.
Yeah, he did.
Warren was kind of sold as this holy cow, unbelievable next Brock Bowers, and he might be in fantasy a juicy pick if the Colts have a quarterback. So anyway, stat of the day. We've got a stat of the day for you. Stat of the day is brought to you by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We, of course, got the rest of the draft coming up. Next week, we get back to the Champions League.
Yeah.
I found this stat for you. In the history of the Champions League, it's been around since, I think, 92? Premier League started in 92.
Premier League's 92. Champions League's... Well, it's like Premier League, where there was something that preceded it. Like the European League Super Cup or something.
Sure.
So just the Champions League started in 19... See, again, their site says 1955. Rebranded in 1992. There you
go. Okay, 1992.
So you're right.
So, in this version of the Champions League, every year that the Pope has died, an English team has won the Champions League. The Pope has just died.
This is just an avenue for him.
There is an English team remaining in the Champions League. Every year the Pope has died, an English team has won the Champions League. It's like one of those ones where you tie it into, wasn't there one, whoever the Redskins / Commanders, if they finish with a winning record. There was something like that where like a Democrat or Republican won the White House. There used to be a tie-in with the Commanders' seasons. Anyway.
Interesting. So something that had nothing to do with the other.
Yeah. So somebody found this, and I found it, and, well, the Pope did die, and there is an English team in the Champions League final. Yeah. Day two of the draft. Hit me that horn. Let's get one. Stop watching guys cover receivers, Brandon Bean. Go get one.
And then the big man, wait, not a freighter.
Barge.
Barge.
Big man barge.
Big man barge. There it is.
Yeah. I want a barge.
All right, that makes me. I've been team no defensive tackle, but that makes me want one more.
And we're gonna put a train on a barge.
Right. Yeah. You wouldn't do it the other way. Right?
No barge on a train.
The barge is too big.
Yeah, barges tend to be pretty big. I bet you could fit a barge.
The train could probably tow the barge if it's along the water.
What is the barge like? Water skiing? There's a rope off the back of a train.
It's like you know, a souped-up version of how they built the Erie Canal.
Technically, every boat water skis, I guess.
Because the Erie Canal was like the boat in the water doesn't have an engine. It was pulled by donkeys or whatever.
That's how they transport them sometimes.
Yeah.
Put a train in a barge?
Mm-hmm.
Right. How would you transport a train? It'd have to be.
They're specialized ones called rail barges.
Love it. All right. The theme of today is a rail barge. Or whatever.
Let's so a defensive tackle that runs routes?
Can you tell we were up until 12:30 last night? I think it's time. All right.
Call it.
We'll see you at Wayland, everybody. Come on out. Wayland, 7 o'clock tonight. Theme menu. We're there. Let's come hang.